Hi, I'm Sam. Welcome to my podcast, Medical Musings with Sam. This is all about living with chronic illness and finding the best way possible to live a life of faith and hope despite our diseases. Chronic illness is a part of our lives. It doesn't need to be all of our lives. That's the hope I want to give you as I share my story of a life that was turned upside down due to the diagnosis of a rare bone disease in 2014. My life today resembles nothing of what it was before. I was an executive manager living in the rat race, and I love that role. Today, I'm still living a fulfilled life. Different, yes, but so rewarding. I'm a writer, I'm a blogger, and I help people through my online support forum, Medical Musings with Friends. And if life wasn't busy enough, I'm now a podcaster. So grab a cuppa, find a comfy chair, and together, let's find life can still be full of wonderful and special moments. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. It's been a while since I recorded a podcast, and I must admit I'm feeling a little bit rusty, but I really wanted to pop in just before Christmas and say hello to everybody and to also thank you for your support throughout the year, not just for listening to the podcast, but for following my blog and Instagram and my Facebook page. And for those of you who are members of Medical Musings with Friends, it's just such an honour to be a part of your lives every day. So thank you so much for your support throughout the year. I honestly can't thank you enough. It's been a really busy few weeks, months, I guess. I have been working really hard with my occupational therapist and medical team on some of my health advances, I guess is probably the best way to put it. And that's taken up a lot of my time, and it's been good, but it's been busy. So that's one of the reasons why I haven't been able to podcast. But also we've had family visit, which has been great as well, and that's been really, really special. And yeah, so lots going on. And I've just recently had I guess I want to call it a pending diagnosis. So my recent blood tests with my hematologist have shown that I have a paraprotein in my blood, which points towards a blood cancer, so looking more down the path of lymphoma. So I found that out about a week ago. So we're just working through that with my hematologist. So I need to have some more tests next month, and we're just not panicking just for the moment, and we're just going to see what happens with the next lot of blood tests. I'm not going to panic anyway, because things can be treated, and we can just go down the next chapter of whatever it is that lies ahead, as we have done in the past. And I know that I'm in good hands and have a good medical team. But yeah, so that's another thing that's kind of, I guess, sitting over our heads at the moment, and we just have to watch and wait for the minute. But I will definitely keep you posted. So yes, that is why I haven't been as busy as I would normally be blogging and on the podcast. But I did, as I said, wanted to just pop in and wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. And I also just want to acknowledge that, you know, Christmas with chronic illness is never going to be what we would consider perhaps a normal Christmas. And then that's the same for lots of other people for lots of different reasons as well. It could be they're grieving the loss of a loved one. It could be, there's estrangements in families, or distance still because of work or whatever it might be, and not being able to get home. So, you know, my heart really does go out to all of those people who are perhaps not going to have the Christmas that they might like to have this particular year. And, you know, we still need to remember that there are people who are struggling just in general, who are homeless or just can't make ends meet, and, you know, just can't even afford to put food on the table normally, let alone at Christmas. So, you know, for lots of different reasons, Christmas can be a very difficult time. So, yeah, I just, as Christmas Day does approach, you know, I know particularly in the chronic illness community, many of you are musing about what you can realistically achieve over the holiday period. And it can be overwhelming when your body just is screaming at you and you just want to run and hide. And even like me, if you've got a super quiet Christmas plan for two, there's still concerns. You know, I worry, will I function on the day? Will I manage to stay out of hospital? And no amount of pacing or planning can ever ensure that my body will do the right thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, does it matter if you can't handle Christmas? I'd like to say no, but let's be honest, it does matter, doesn't it? You know, I'd be kidding myself to say it doesn't. It matters a lot to me. I certainly want my husband and I to enjoy Christmas dinner at the very least, and I've loved Christmas all my life. So, you know, it does matter. I want to feel as pain-free as possible on the day so that I can enjoy opening presents and chatting to family on the phone or online. And I'd like the energy to look forward to those things. I want to have some energy in reserve to really enjoy a Christmas movie on Christmas night with my hubby. And, you know, plus Christmas Eve, we always love to watch Carols by Candlelight, which is televised from Melbourne. It's just a tradition we have that can't be missed. And I don't want to be wishing it was over because I can't find a comfortable position for my broken bones. I don't want to be dealing with a stoma blockage because I've eaten something on the naughty list in the lead up to Christmas. And then there's the things I miss. You know, I miss going to church, to carol services and to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I can't do that anymore. I just can't sit through a service in a wheelchair or any other kind of chair. It just, it's impossible for me to do that now. So I also miss, you know, my dad. This is the second Christmas without him. So that's going to be still a little bit of a hurdle to climb and not being able to just ring and say, hi, Merry Christmas. But anyway, never mind. That's life. And I know that that's the same for many of us. So we just have to hold on to our memories, don't we? We have to try and think about the things that bring us joy when we think of our loved ones that have passed. And focus on that as much as we possibly can. So, feeling a little melancholy, it's okay. If that's how you're feeling, it's okay. Even for those of us who don't suffer mental illness, the lead up to Christmas can be a melancholy time. So it's important to acknowledge those feelings. They're real, they're important, and they're really normal for the chronic illness sufferer in particular. You are not alone. I'm going to have a lovely Christmas, but it's not necessarily going to be a season of constant joy. And I think that's what we need to remember. You know, Christmas will have moments of delight, moments of extreme fatigue, moments of excruciating pain, and then moments of relaxation and rest. That's the reality for those of us with chronic illness and chronic pain. For me, moments full of comfort and love will be with my husband, and that's always going to be the highlight for me. There's a beautiful carol called In the Bleak Midwinter, and it's based on a poem entitled A Christmas Carol by the English poet Christina Rossetti. The poem was published first in January 1872, but the last verse of that beautiful Christmas carol is one of the most poignant Christmas messages, and to me it means that Christmas can never be cancelled, not the true meaning of Christmas. This is the words of that last verse. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Give my heart. It's just beautiful. You know, all our traditions of Christmas trees, giving presents to others, receiving gifts, etc., they're all symbolic in terms of the birth of Christ and celebrating his coming. The Christmas tree represents new life. The lights on the tree represent the light of Christ coming into the world. The star or angel on top of the tree, it's part of the nativity story. Giving gifts are what we do on someone's birthday. Receiving a gift at Christmas is symbolic of us receiving the gift of Jesus through his birth. There was no big family gathering on that first Christmas. There was no turkey dinner, no champagne flowing. There was love and joy, wonder, awe, no doubt a little fear, and I imagine quite a bit of pain given Mary was giving birth. And there was much uncertainty of what lay ahead for Mary and Joseph and their newborn son. Christmas is, or should be, a celebration within our hearts. We are celebrating the gift of the birth of Jesus. A gift of forgiveness, a gift of new life. So, Christmas can't be cancelled, no matter how we feel, not when we focus on the true meaning of it. Family gatherings may not go ahead in the normal way because of our chronic illness. We might be missing for a start, and the Christmas dinner table might be small, perhaps even empty. Unopened presents might be under the tree for longer than expected. So much of how we live our lives is so often self-centered though, isn't it? Do we really know what it means to truly give our hearts? Do we really take time to think about our true motives? Are we really giving others a place in our hearts, or is it more about what value they can add to our lives, what they can do for us? Christmas might be different when we live with chronic illness restrictions. But you know, we could still write a loved one a letter or an email or send a text letting them know how much they mean to us. We could bring them joy. We could still fill our homes with carols and watch beautiful carol services. We have the blessing of being able to video chat with loved ones. What a gift. You know, there are so many ways. If we are separated from you know, really close family and we want to have dinner with them, for example, we could, you know, have a laptops on the dinner table at the same time as they were eating, and we eat too, and we can eat together. There's so many ways we can think outside the box and still celebrate Christmas together. But ultimately, Christmas and the true spirit of Christmas, it can't be cancelled, not if it's in your heart. You'll find a way to celebrate. So I really hope that this Christmas season, whether you're surrounded by loved ones, whether you're home alone, perhaps in hospital, or dealing with worsening health issues, my hope, my prayer for you all is that you will have a merry little Christmas. And I really am looking forward to 2023, when I will be back podcasting and hopefully sharing more of my story, but hopefully some other people's stories as well as the year progresses. So watch this space, and thank you again for all your support across all my different, genres of podcasting and blogging and writing a book and all the rest of it. But thank you again. Thank you for listening to Medical Musings with Sam. Thank you for being members of Medical Musings with Friends, for those of you that are. And for those of you that aren't, please check us out on Facebook. It's a private group, and we're going to be open actually all over Christmas with lots of fun and games online for those that are around, so that you won't feel alone. So that's Medical Musings with Friends. It's a private Facebook group obviously on Facebook. So please check us out, and you're more than welcome to join. And and my book is available too, if you want to grab a book for Christmas to sit down and in a corner with a nice cup of tea and something nice to eat. That's there for you too. So that's My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope as I learn to live with a rare disease. So I hope, that those of you that have read that, thank you. And those of you that bought it, thank you so, so much. But I hope that continues to be a resource for people in the new year as well, for those of you that are perhaps struggling to find ways to live the best life possible with chronic illness. So look after yourselves. Have a great Christmas. And as I said, thank you. And I will see you again in 2023. Lots of love. Take care. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast, or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of My Medical Musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog, which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone. Something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone.
because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.